so forth, but I don't see any reason to send about it if they're not. Then he said that it would provoke prejudice and just make it deeper. They'd say, well, here Washington comes, and this fellow Johnson, this governor, has run out on us, and so on and so forth. And he said Ross Barnett's crowd was stirred up.
Right.
So I told the Attorney General to see if he couldn't study it carefully over the weekend and try to minimize what his problem was, and talk to me about it Monday when I get back. And I'll have him call both you and the governor before
Well, that's mighty fine. I appreciate this greatly. And you see, Governor Johnson has really gotten out front down. He's trying to.
I know that. He has. And the Attorney General told me that this constitutional amendment and stuff he was doing would be helpful.
Yeah.
And we want to help him. We don't want to hurt him. We think
that's fine.
I put myself, I'm the same shape. I've been in the same shape for 20 years in the Senate that you are and that he is. And I know something about the problems. And I want to. Attorney General is going to look at him over the weekend. I'll talk to him, and then he'll call both of you.
Well, that's mighty fine. I deeply appreciate it.
Tell Coy hello for me.
I will.
give her a little hug for me, and keep one for yourself.
Thank you, boy.
Bye. Says old Jim Coleman, he's going to get mighty cocky when he gets on that big robe up there, isn't he?
We'll hold him down.
After he just got 7 votes against him, tell him that election, when you put me in on the Rules Committee, is just 87 majority.
Well, he's mighty proud. He's deeply grateful I am.
He
really sold that one up.
I think what we ought to call him is old Lightning.
Yeah.
Fast as he runs.
That's right. Well, you really.
Tell him he runs better up here, John. He does Mississippi.
That's a good one.
All right. You tell him that.
I will.
Goodbye.
Thank you a lot. Thank you.